Hi, welcome back to video blog number 6, where we're going to be answering a bunch of follow-up questions from the last week. I've got Neilan Hightower with me from Atlanta. Neil, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, John. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Doing great.
What's been happening in your world?
Oh, I've had a very interesting week going on this last week.
Okay.
As some people know, I've had a very stressful situation going on. We've talked about it a little bit here and there.
Yeah, we have, yeah.
But it's been really interesting that I have, you know, I've let go of over 100 pounds, 105 pounds or something like that.
Yeah.
But I had this extra little bit hanging around just at the very end. And that's one of the reasons I was really excited to actually get into this program with you, hoping that it would be something that could help me deal with it. And sure enough, man, it just – the last 2-3 weeks has just been about 3 to 5 pounds a week just dropping off.
That's great.
And what I've noticed, and I haven't been focusing on it, I haven't been really been even, you know, consciously working at it like people think you need to do when you're trying to lose weight.
Yeah.
But what's very significant is I was in a situation where there was this low level of stress in my life, in my face, literally every single day.
Yeah.
And I've removed myself from that situation where that low level of stress is no longer there in my face every single day.
Yeah.
And that made all the difference. Everything just shut off. And it's almost, John, I have to just be conscious to remember to eat and remember to get my vegetables in and remember to get my fruit in and remember to get enough protein, which I do.
Well, that's what happens, you know, when you've resolved an issue and your body wants to let go of weight, it's almost like, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to eat. I mean, it's amazing how much energy you have during the day and how long you can go without feeling hungry when your body wants to let go of weight. And that's why I tell people all the time, your body knows how to lose weight when it wants to be thin. Focus on getting it to want to be thin. And you know, over the last 6 or so weeks now, we've been focusing very strongly on stress reduction, dealing with the stressful issues in your life. And you have dealt with some very powerful, important, stressful issues in your life, and the weight's fallen off, and that's incredible. And what I'm learning more and more, it's the chronic low-level stresses that activate the fat programs, because the chronic low-level stresses, the ones that are always there and you tolerate them, but you don't like them, those type of stresses are what activates the fat programs, because it's so similar to a famine. If you're in a famine, it's always there. It's different to having like a tiger chase you, because a tiger chasing you, you gotta move. And it's there and it's not there. But a chronic low-level stress, that's why what we talked about last week, inflammation in your gums is a chronic low-level stress. Any type of chronic inflammation is a low-level stress. Having someone in your life that's always negative, that's always present, that you can't escape from, is chronic low-level stress. It's got to be dealt with. And it sounds to me like you've really dealt with it, and now that last little, your body doesn't need to hold on to that weight. And if you look symbolically on why your body would want to hold on to weight when you're in a situation where there's someone around you that's always negative, it's almost like your body's using the weight as a buffer. It's like putting them at bay, especially when you don't have, when it's somebody intimate in your life that you don't have strong boundaries with, your body's going to use the weight to define the boundaries. The other thing your body does, or what weight is, it uses weight as a buffer against mental and emotional toxins. When we talked about in one of the sessions, I think it was session 4, it was either session 4 or 6, we talked about Masahiro Emoto and how the messages from water, and how your mind, how our thoughts affect the molecules in water, and how they can affect the molecules in our body. When somebody's negative all the time, they're putting out negative energy, and fat is a perfect buffer to protect your vital organs against negative energy. You know, when I was over 400 pounds and I went in for a chest x-ray, the chest x-ray didn't show up because the fat had absorbed the harmful radiation of the x-rays. So fat is a protector, a buffer against negative energies. And when somebody's in your life all the time and you can't escape from it and they're negative all the time, it's creating this vibration that your body's going to use fat as a form of protection. It has to, because that negative energy is affecting the molecules in your body.
Yep.
So it has to. So you're not in that situation anymore. It's an enormous, enormous leap of courage and faith and power to have changed the situation that you're in, and you're not having that negative vibration and the weight. Your body doesn't need the weight, and your body will want to lose the weight. Your body knows how to lose the weight. It does not want the weight if it doesn't need it, because it's not healthy to have it. and now the weight's falling off. And I couldn't be happier. I'm really happy to hear that.
It's really just amazing. It's real. It's real. That negative stuff coming at you has a very real physical effect.
I know because I lived through it. I lived through it. I mean, that was the number one thing for me. Is I was involved in a business relationship with someone who was extremely negative in their thinking, and I felt it all the time. And it was just like this radiation, this negative energy generator that was just radiating negative energy out. And I just felt it all the time. Yeah.
And I have to tell you, John, there's been a flip side as well to it, in that when I could remove myself from that situation, now granted, I recoiled for about a week where I was just trying to get my bearings, get my sea legs, if you will, and just trying to figure out, all right, what do I do now?
Yeah.
But once I got my bearings, I caught right on, and what I immediately did is I started reaching out to some other people in my life that I maybe hadn't been reaching out to as much, that are very positive, very influential, very helpful, and the whole thing just spun the other way.
Yeah.
And now all these great, incredible things are happening. You know what I mean? And so it works both ways. It's not just a matter of eliminating the negative stuff, but it's also letting in the positive that's all around you. You know, there's all kinds of good things all around you every day, and how many of them do we actually take notice of?
Good.
So there's a positive spin on it too. I just wanted to share that as well.
Yeah, great. And I've also found in other regards, when people are going through maybe some sort of either emotional processing or eliminating toxins out of their system, they're tired for a week just like you had, and then they have this enormous energy. So that's the signature of detoxification, whether it's eliminating a negative toxic experience of a relationship or whether it's a toxin in your body. That's the way it works. You know, you have that weak.
And John, we get a lot of questions like that too. Yeah. I mean, having poured over hundreds of these, you get a lot of people that say, "Okay, I'm doing this, I'm doing that." I mean, well, why isn't the weight coming off?
Yeah.
And you know, the biggest thing I can say is be patient. It takes what it takes, but I can tell you, it works.
Yeah.
It works if you follow it through,
and
you're really being honest with yourself, and you're really being honest with what's going on in your life. It does work, but it takes what it takes, you know?
Again, what makes it work, the driving force is the visualizations, because that's going to bring you into a higher energy state where you're going to attract higher energy experiences in your life, where you're going to have more energy, so you're going to want higher energy foods and be involved with higher energy people and a higher energy professional life and relationships, and that's going to solve the problem. So the visualizations are, to me, really the driving force behind it. So let's get into some questions.
Sure. Yeah. And I just want to say one last thing about the visualizations that might help just one person out there, is that so many times, John, I felt myself knowing I should go back into those visualizations, but said, oh, I've really got a lot of things to do, I don't have time to do it right now. Yeah. Make the time. Nothing could be more important.
Well, I'll tell you what I found in my life is that If I do that, and I've done that many times, say, oh, I don't have time, blah, 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 it's like I wish I hadn't gotten out of bed that day, because everything was a mess. You know, the work that I wanted to get done didn't get done the way I wanted it to. Things didn't happen on time. It was all stress and chaos, and I'm exhausted by the end of the day. Whereas if I make the time to do the visualization, everything else flows and smooth. And that extra 10 minutes I spent doing the visualization makes me 30 times more productive
when
I get out there.
Sometimes far more than that.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I just wanted to add that one last thing. Okay, so here we have a question. This first one is from Anna Lee, and she says, in your book you talk about taking a multivitamin, multi-mineral daily, but you've not mentioned it during the last 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Have you changed your mind on this?
Yeah, I don't think it's that important to take a multivitamin and multi-mineral. I think it's more important to have live, fresh, green salads and sprouts and wheatgrass juice and fruits and things like that, and that's going to have the vitamins in a better way that your body, you know, the right combination that's going to be easy to digest and assimilate. So as long as you're emphasizing getting as much rich live food as possible, then no, you don't need to take a vitamin supplement.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, this next question is from Tonya from New Zealand, and apparently she's transitioning. We get a lot of questions like this too, people transitioning from a diet, and they're I sense that they're a little fearful that they're going to lose the progress that they've made. So she's transitioning from a I'm not even familiar with this, but a Kate Morgan meal replacement diet. And so her question is, that she says, when John says to have a Gabriel Method breakfast and lunch, how or when do I start bringing these meals in and drop my other one out? And she gives some different scenarios of different things that she tried.
Okay. This is a really real issue. And, there's no magic potion for it. But if you've lost 20 kilos or 50 pounds on a diet and you're on meal replacement and you're counting calories and you would love nothing more than to let it all happen and go out and have a big binge, if that's where you're at, you know, you're fighting your body. So that transition is different for everybody, but the transition transition has to happen so that you don't have a rebound. So what I would say is whatever the diet is, any diet you're on lets you have some sort of salad and should let you have some sort of omega-3 type of either supplement or ground linseeds or something like that. So make sure you're getting your live foods in the form of salads at least, or wheatgrass juice. Not all diets let you have fruit, for example. But make sure you're getting your live food from some source and your omega-3s from some source, and keep the focus then on the visualization. And keep the diet, unfortunately, for a while, until what happens is you don't feel like you're fighting cravings anymore. And then you can slowly start to transition into other foods. Now, some diets are very unhealthy because they've got all kinds of shakes that have unhealthy ingredients, or they're really, really low calorie. So that's going to take time. Other diets, if it's, for example, a high protein diet, which are very common now, then, okay, you're getting your protein. You should be able to get your omega-3s because high protein diets allow you to have fat. So make sure your fats are coming from omega-3s. And most high protein diets let you have salad and sprouts. So make everything a big salad. Over time, what you'll find is when you're not as hungry anymore and you don't feel like you're fighting cravings, then you can start introducing some more fruits and things like that during the day. See how that goes. And then it'll happen very naturally. But it is a big deal, but it is an important transition to avoid having a rebound. But keep the focus on the visualization and making sure you're getting the omega-3s in the live food for starters, and give yourself time.
Okay, good deal. All right, this next question, John, is from Samantha. Now, we've answered some of Samantha's questions. I don't know if you remember her, but she had had twins. She is dealing with some challenging in-laws and had some hormone therapy in order to have those twins, just trying to jog your memory a little bit.
Okay.
And so the problem that she says she's having is she feels very motivated in the evenings after eating chocolate, she smiles, and when listening to the evening visualizations, and I feel like I can conquer the world and lose the weight and get my body healthy and feel happy. Yeah. But then when she wakes up in the morning, just feels as low as she can be, dragging herself through the day. She says she doesn't even feel like eating and has to force herself to eat until then she gets really hungry in the afternoon, and then it spins off this cycle. And then that's the first part of her problem. And the second part is she says no matter what visualization she listens to in the morning, she ends up finding herself wanting to fall asleep.
Okay. All right. This is what I on the one hand, it sounds to me like you're not getting enough sleep, obviously, and you've got twins. I don't know how old you're. Do you know how old her twins are, Neil?
I do not know that,
okay.
No.
So you're probably not getting enough sleep. That's obvious. What I would do is I would listen to the Living Goddess CD around 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning, mid-morning, sometime when, I don't know how old your kids are, but either they're asleep or at daycare or at school, whatever. Don't do it in the morning. Do it around 10, 11 o'clock, whatever that mid-morning range is. That's a really important time for you. 10, 11 o'clock is a really important time in the morning, and also 3 o'clock. Those are important times for you. So if you can listen to the visualization, Living Goddess around 10, 11 o'clock, and if you can listen to like a 10-minute visualization at 3 o'clock, just in your car or in a room or when the kids occupy, just 10-minute visualization at 3 o'clock, those are important times for you. And then also get checked for sleep apnea to make sure your sleep is intact. So that's the way I would do it.
All right. Very good. She did say she does not have sleep apnea, or at least she doesn't believe she does.
Well, okay, let me just say, not believing that you do and not having it are not necessarily the same thing. It's always important to get checked for that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This next one is from somebody. I don't see their name here, but here we go. No, Robin.
Yeah.
From the United States. And apparently she's had knee surgery, and which is kind of giving her a hard time right now. But she said her metabolic resting rate is at 1,368 calories. Now, she says, I know you don't want anyone to count calories, but with such a low rate, I almost have to so I don't continue to gain. I'm eating from the three categories you recommend, but I'm conscious not to go over 1,100 calories. Is this going to mess up the results of your program?
Well, first of all, I still want to say that it's not a program, okay? Mm-hmm. It's a way of solving the problem forever. So it's not something that you're on and then you do the Kate Morgan diet or something like that. You're solving the problem forever. So the real question is, why is your metabolism so low? And your metabolism so low is because there's other reasons that your body's holding on to weight, whether it's, like we said, the inflammation thing, chronic stress, digestion, toxins, whatever it is, that's causing your metabolism to slow. Because when your fat program's on, your metabolism just gets slowed down. So keep the focus on dealing with the stresses in your life, whether they're mental or emotional or physical. If you can eat within that range of low calorie and you can survive, that's fine. Make sure you're getting good quality foods. Over time, your metabolism will speed up, your cravings will come down, and you'll find a place in the middle where you can lose weight and you can sustain. But looking at it like a program that you're on again and off again is already kind of a trap. So look at the concepts that you need to have your body functioning properly, you need your digestion functioning properly, you need to eliminate toxins, you need to learn how to deal with the stresses in your life, you need how to nourish your body. These are concepts. They're concepts that stay with you whether you're on the this diet or the that diet forever. There's nothing about them that does not make sense. No one on earth will tell you that dealing with stress is a mistake, or dealing with toxins, or digestion. Nobody. And nourishing your body is nothing about that is a mistake. So stay focused on dealing with those issues. And if you can eat within those ranges of whatever it is you feel you need to eat to maintain your weight for now, then fine, do that. But make sure you're nourishing your body and dealing with all the other issues.
Yeah. You know, John, when you get this stuff, when you get it, it doesn't feel like work. It doesn't feel like something you have to get up and work every day. It just happens. Yeah. It just happens naturally.
Yeah. But it does take some effort to get to that point, and you and I are at that point, but it does. It definitely does take a little bit of work to develop the habits of doing visualization, of taking a probiotic, of introducing healthier foods. All these things take a little bit of time, and that's what this 6 weeks has been all about. And now just give your body time to react and get healthier and have the hormones functioning better, and not feel like it's under stress all the time. And then everything sorts itself out.
All right, good deal. Yeah. This next question, John, I actually have two people who have a very similar question. Margaret, and I hope I'm saying her name right, Caitlin. Mm-hmm. And they want to know about sugar in these sugar replacements. The first one says, I don't like the taste of aspartame or surrogate sugar, but maybe agave can do. It's very difficult in Belgium to order xylitol in powder. It seems that Tagatese is proposed, but I have never heard John say anything about that, and I don't even know what that is, John.
I don't know what Tagatese is. I'm not sure what that is. But aspartame, okay. I would say never, ever, 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 ever take aspartame, ever. Okay, aspartame is an artificial sweetener that's created by combining two amino acids, phenylalanine and aspartic acid. Now, phenylalanine is also a very powerful neurotransmitter. That means it's like a hormone for your brain. It's a chemical that allows your brain cells to communicate. When you take it in an isolated form like that, it excites the part of your brain that activates the fat programs, and your body activates the fat programs the same way MSG does. So you're getting zero calorie in your soda, but your fat programs are going on, so you're going to be fighting yourself tooth and nail. So never, ever take aspartame, NutraSweet, ever, period, end of story, in any form. It also causes, because it's a neurotransmitter, it also causes depression and bipolar disease. And so then you end up taking medication for depression, and that medication then activates the fat program. It's a vicious cycle. Do not take aspartame, okay? Agave is okay, but it's a little bit high on the glycemic index. Another good one is coconut palm sugar. Stevia is really good, but most people don't like the taste of it. So I like mixing it. If you can get coconut palm sugar and stevia and mix them together, where maybe for every tablespoon of coconut palm sugar, you use a pinch of stevia, just a pinch, then overall you'll need less sugar. So your overall glycemic load will be less, and you won't be elevating your blood sugar too much. Maybe you could do that with agave too, but agave on its own is still a little bit too high on the glycemic index, elevates your blood sugar a little bit too quickly for my taste. I'm sure you can order xylitol over the internet from wherever it is they make it, and they make it in a lot of different places, and have it and buy it in Europe. I'm fairly certain you can do that. But xylitol on its own is not the answer either. I think a combination of sugars, of coconut, palm sugar, xylitol, stevia. There's another one like stevia that's a leaf that's called lohan, L-O-H-A-N. Very hard to get in its own isolated form because they usually mix it with a combination of sweeteners. Similar to stevia, only not as bitter an aftertaste. So that's a good one too. Mix the sweeteners all together. Mix the good ones together and you get a good blend. At the moment, what we do is we take 1 tablespoon of coconut palm sugar, 1 tablespoon of xylitol, 1 pinch of stevia. That combination together doesn't elevate your blood sugar too much, is mostly natural, and doesn't interfere with your digestion. I happen to think too much xylitol interferes with your digestion because the sugar alcohols don't get absorbed properly. And that's one of the reasons why it doesn't elevate your blood sugar too quickly. But it does interfere with your digestion, so you don't want to take that as your sole form of sugar. Those three combined in that combination, 1 tablespoon xylitol, 1 tablespoon coconut palm sugar, 1 pinch stevia, will give you sweetness without giving you the bitter aftertaste of stevia. So that's my preferred combination at the moment of sweeteners.
Okay. All right, good deal. This next question we have is from Deborah, and apparently she's struggled with her weight her entire life, even as a young child at 3. She says she has a thyroid problem, which she's taken thyroxin for. She has Hashimoto's, and it sounds like she's enjoying the program and having a good go of it, but she struggles with drinking enough water and eating enough protein. But here's where we get down to the issue. She says, I get down to 87 kilograms and then it bounces back up to 88, sometimes even more for no apparent reason, and pretty much overnight. I keep doing all the right things and it comes back again slowly, generally over about a week, holds there for a couple days, and then bounces back up again. And we repeat this process. I just don't understand what's causing it to happen.
Okay. All right. First of all, I would not weigh yourself every day. That's just making you crazy. Okay. So it sounds to me like your body's comfortable range now is between 87 and 89 kilos. It's going to fluctuate back and forth between that's your range. When you get past above 89, your body kind of alerts and you start to lose it. When you get below 87, that's your range right now. Don't worry about it. Don't weigh yourself for the next 6 months. I really think that's important because it's causing your head to spin. So leave it alone. The two issues that I think you need to focus on are emotional trauma issues, which I would listen to the CD from the visualization from class number four, and digestion issues from class number three. The reason I say digestion issues is because the more you can strengthen your immune system, now your immune system is so intimately linked to your digestion, and when your digestion's not functioning right and is overtaxed, then your immune system gets overtaxed. And you get this leaky gut syndrome thing, which happens and causes your immune system to get overtaxed. When your immune system gets overtaxed, it gets confused and it starts attacking different parts of your body. And Hashimoto's disease is a disease where your immune system is actually attacking your thyroid and some of the hormones that your thyroid produces. So by getting your immune system to function as well as possible, so I would go back and listen to class number three and class number four. And I would listen to the visualizations from class number three and class number four. I would listen to visualization from class number four on a daily basis. And I would take all of the suggestions, the digestion suggestions from class number three, and I would incorporate them. And between those two, you'll be able to shift your set point because your body's not going to need to hold on to the weight because you'll deal with the emotional trauma issues. And the improving your digestion will improve your immune system so that your immune system won't be, hopefully, attacking your thyroid as much as it's been, and that'll help your thyroid function. So I would focus on those two issues for now.
All right. Another thing she says, John, is that she's nearing 50. She hasn't started menopause, but do you think this could be hormone related?
I'm going to give you the same answer, because even if it is hormone related, it's the overall stress load of your body that causes problems. And when you go through menopause, it's just an additional stress. So dealing with the other stresses is going to help you navigate through menopause. So I'm going to give you the same answer for that either way.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Very good. Here's another one from Ingrid, and she says a lot of people, John, are in different parts of the world and don't necessarily have access to all the things. Yeah. or can't afford them either. Yeah. So we do get a lot of questions like that. So here's one where she says she couldn't find a digestive enzyme. She could only find one that was combined with her probiotica. It says, is that okay?
That's okay. As long as it's a full spectrum of a digestive enzyme should be vegetarian based to have a full spectrum of the different enzymes that are used for digesting in different pH ranges. Vegetarian-based ones are better. The probiotics should have a range of several different probiotics. Now, if you go to, we haven't officially announced our store yet, which we're going to do in hopefully in the next 2 weeks. But if you go to our store, you can at the moment we've got an excellent probiotic and digestive enzyme that you can order from us. And I'm pretty sure we can ship pretty much anywhere in the world. And it's very affordable. You would have to go to thegabrielmethod.com/store. Now, that's different than gabrielmethod.com. You got to put the the in front of it. It's a new site we're just about to launch. So it's thegabrielmethod.com/store. And you can order it. We have an excellent probiotic and digestive enzyme. Now, just in general about doing everything and what you can and can't do, I always say the most important thing is the visualizations. The visualizations that you can do for free and you can do for anywhere in the world. And we've got an excellent library that we've accumulated so far, and we're always adding to that. So the visualizations you can do anywhere. You can access locally grown produce anywhere. That's usually the cheapest way to do it. Now, between locally grown produce, and if you're eating enough live locally grown produce and listening to the visualizations and sprinkling either chia seeds or ground linseeds on your food, that combination gives you 95% of what you need right there, and you can do it very, very cheaply. So I just want to make that note.
Okay. Yeah. That kind of addresses her second question. She has a hard time getting hold of flax seeds.
Okay, so chia seeds, fish oils, anything that's got omega-3s in it, you know. Is fine. We also sell chia seeds on our store. We can send them to you.
Okay. And the third part of her question, John, is she's a teacher, and so she has to get to work very early. So cooking in the morning, she doesn't feel is really an option for her. Do you have any recipes that you think could be useful for her?
I do. And by the way, just a note, next week I'm sending my recipe book to the printer, so I'm very, very excited. It looks absolutely gorgeous. It's going to take a couple of months to print, and hopefully we'll have it in time for Christmas, but there's a whole list of smoothies. We should have had some smoothie recipes. Quick, easy smoothie recipes on the recipes that are in the database. Check them, and I would just make yourself up a smoothie and take it with you, or drink, you know, in the car and drink in the car.
Yes, that works very well for me.
Yeah.
Okay, here is my last question, John. I hear this question a lot from people just who ask me questions about supplements. It says, I'm struggling with the vitamins and supplements I need to buy. If, for starters, could I use the brand they sell in Walmart?
I was going to say that the only types of vitamins and supplements at this point that I think people need, that we need, if we're going to prioritize, is digestive enzymes and probiotics. They don't sell digestive enzymes and probiotics at Walmart. I think that the best ones you can get online for fairly cheap. But probiotics and digestive enzymes, if you're going to take supplements, those are the most important right now, because getting your digestion in order is more important than anything. That's what I'm learning. We talked about a multivitamin. You don't necessarily need a multivitamin as long as you're eating live foods, as much live foods. And as far as the omega-3 component to it, you know, if you're just sprinkling some flax seeds or linseeds, you're getting most of the omega-3 component. Yes, it would be great to have fish oils too, but if you can't get a good source of fish oils, then do this for now. And that's the main thing. Don't get too hooked up on supplements, because again, keep in mind it's something that needs to be sustainable. And typically, when you start a program, there's a whole list of supplements you need and meal replacements, and we really want to try to get away from that as much as possible. You won't need to take digestive supplements forever, but getting your digestion in order is really important, and that's what I think you need as far as a supplement. After that, live food, protein, and some sort of sprinkling chia seeds, flax seeds, omega-3. It's cheap. That's a cheap thing, easy way to do it. That's what you need.
All right, man.
Okay, good. So again, keep focused on the visualizations. That's the most important thing. You can go back and listen to every single class that we have, but I would stay focused on making sure you're doing a visualization in the evening and the morning. The people that are going to be the most successful in this are the people that have developed the habit of listening to an evening and morning visualization, and then eventually start doing that on their own. If you haven't done that yet, it's not too late. It's never too late. There's no time limit to this game. start listening to the visualizations in the evening, in the morning, even if you want to go back and review each class and do it that way, or just pick a visualization. But that's the main thing. Whatever else you're doing, do a visualization in the morning and the evening. We're going to have some exciting announcements for you over the next couple of weeks. I know we sent an email out because there may have been some problems logging in over the last week. We're just updating the site all the time. We're going to have more information and lots of exciting news over the next couple of weeks. So keep posted. And any questions you have, let me know, and we'll keep in contact. So thanks very much, and we'll speak soon.